I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Funny River fire in Alaska's Kenai Peninsula has been raging since May 19th. SOAR International's headquarters are in Kenai. Greg Mangione says they haven't been affected.
Right now we're in the middle of putting everything together for summer camp, and it looks like we're going to be involved in three different camps this year. One in the southeast area of Blagoevichen, and two camps in the Moscow area. One would be an English language camp, and we are looking for a few people to volunteer time and resources to attend that camp, and then our camp for orphan outreach.
Teams are forming now. We'll get you connected at our website. Next, the Boko Haram, an Islamic terror group linked to Al-Qaeda, recently attacked security personnel in northeast Nigeria, killing more than 30 people. Christian Resources International's Jason Wolford says only the word of God can change the Boko Haram, and that's why they're packing up $1 million worth of Bibles and Christian literature.
We have another 2C container sitting in our facility awaiting sponsorship to get to our distribution center in Nigeria.
On-the-ground partners will distribute everything. As people read scripture, their lives begin to change. Can you help the change continue? There's more at missionnetworknews.org. And despite heavy violence and conflict, two schools in South Sudan are holding classes. The student population in Akot, South Sudan, has grown from 20 students to 600. Baptist Global Response workers encourage students in the village to attend school and build the community. Even though the political environment surrounding the area is insecure, teachers and staff leaders are determined to educate village students. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address on the bottom, and voila, you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.